Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to a very special edition of Border Crossings. This week, we mark the 21st anniversary of World Refugee Day, a day that was begun back in 1951. It was actually a part of the United Nations who decided to, at that time, to acknowledge and welcome refugees into the world as they should be. Whoever, wherever, whenever was a motto that was adopted at that time. They all deserve a safe place. Today, we've got a very special guest. He's the founder and director of a group of young ladies who are a refugee choir that was started a number of years ago. We'd like to welcome to our program, Con Fulham, who's with us. Con is our guest.
And hello.
You started the Beach Into Choir back when? A number of years ago. How many years ago did you start this project?
I started this chorus 17 years ago, believe it or not.
And you had, I guess there's been quite a range of how many girls you've had in the choir at any given time.
Well, our average is somewhere between 24 and 30. I've had well over 300 girls go through the chorus. One of the great pieces I think that we're very proud of is that 100% of the girls have graduated from high school and 85% have gone on to post-secondary.
Mm-hmm. Now, World Refugee Day was at one point in time called African Refugee Day. But, of course, the United Nations adopted it so that refugees were welcome from all over the world. Your choir is made up of the girls from where? I mean, they live in the United States, but their background comes from where?
Well, literally, that we are the United Nations. Over the course of time, I think we've represented over 35 countries from Japan, from Vietnam, from Cambodia, from all the African countries. I have a girl now who is half Turkish and half Russian. So we've really covered the world at one point or another.
Mm-hmm. And these are all girls whose families have migrated to the United States. They've actually relocated here.
Correct. These are refugees from all of the various countries that I just mentioned and then some.
And what is your connection to refugees? Why did you decide you wanted to do this kind of a project?
Well, one of the reasons is that Catholic Charities is a huge organization here in Maine, dealing with refugees and immigrants. And a good friend of mine was the executive director. And 17 years ago, we were having lunch and talking about the kinds of things that these families face when they arrive here. And the very first thing happens is you lose your voice, right? You come here speaking Arabic or Swahili or Lingali. And so the idea was to form a chorus to give these girls their voices back.
Mm-hmm. And you picked Beach Into as the name of the choir.
Yeah, well, interestingly enough, you come up with all the classic rainbow chorus, whatever, the obvious names mm-hmm. are, and they're all taken in one way or another. So in a fit of pique, I went to the Portland Public Library, and I got out the Passamaquoddy Dictionary. Passamaquoddy tribe is an indigenous Indian tribe here in Maine. And they are a division of the Passamaquoddy, the Wabanaki. And in Wabanaki, Beach Into means when they sing, their voices carry far. So what could be better?
This is a very special occasion. And every year, of course, the Voice of America marks this occasion by welcoming refugees onto our program who are in music and making music. And we're thrilled to have the Beach Into Choir with us today and its founder, Con Fulham. Now, we're going to ask you to have the girls perform a song for us. The first song, what are you having them perform for us?
I think the very first song is called Somewhere. Mm-hmm. And it was a song written, just to set it up very briefly. It was a song, I wrote the song about a young singer who had just arrived with us from Namibia. And we were asked to perform at the UN. And so her mom accompanied her on the bus with us. But when we got to New York, she really didn't have the papers necessary to enter the UN. And so she literally had to stay on the bus while her daughter performed for the General Assembly.
Mm. Wow. Well, thank you. Con Fulham is our guest. This song is called Somewhere. It's the Beach Into Choir.
Somewhere there's a place for me. Somewhere. Somewhere where we are. May we walk the road to find that place together. May we be as one beneath our sun together.
That song is called Somewhere. It's performed by the Beechintu Choir, and we have three members of the Beechintu Choir with us right now. We have Brenda, Marceline, and Natalia, who are joining us right now. Welcome, girls.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Don't be shy. Hello. So that was a beautiful song that you guys just performed, Somewhere. And so how long have you been a member of the Beechintu Choir, the three of you?
Well, I started when I was in my junior year of high school, and I'm still here.
And when was that, your junior year of high school? How old are you now?
Well, I'm 22.
You're 22. All right.
Yeah.
And Marceline?
2019, sorry.
2019. So just a few years. And how about you, Natalia?
I actually started also in 2019, like about 2019, 2020.
Mm-hmm. And I was reading about you. You're originally from Angola,
yes.
And you came here, I guess, with your siblings, and you are actually taking care of your siblings, if I'm not mistaken. You're raising your family, you're raising your kids, your siblings, I mean?
Yes.
And you're going to school, and you're in a choir. How do you manage all of these demands? How do you fit all that into your schedule?
I really enjoy making to-do lists that, like, kind of, like, helps me know what I want to do, and because like sometimes I forget what I need to do, and like just writing it all down, like I need to like clean the house, do some chores, and then do my homework, and like to-do lists like really help me figure everything out.
Mm-hmm. Is it the same for you other girls? I mean, do you also find that you have to kind of organize your thoughts and organize your plans in order to fit everything in?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, because it's probably a lot. I mean, you know, being in this choir involves a lot of travel, a lot of performing, and it obviously is fun. You're having a good time doing this. Is something you ever imagine yourself being a part of a choir, or were you in a choir before at one point in your lives?
I mean, for me, I've been a choir before, and like I used to perform in church. So, yeah, I mean, it's not something new, but it's something that when I came here, I would like to able to continue. So,
and you're originally from Kenya.
I'm not originally from Kenya, but I moved there when I was 2 years old.
So. Oh, you moved there when you're two. Okay. Do you know the Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. My show is carried there. They listen. I get a lot of mail from Kakuma refugee camp in Kenya. Oh, and I hear from Kisii and Nairobi as well. So we'll give you a chance later on to say hi to everybody back home. But Marceline, how about you? I mean, you were originally from DRC. So were you always singing? Has music always been a part of your life?
Not yet, but I like to sing.
Mm.
It was my first time to sing. It was on Epicentro, and then I was singing to school too.
That's great. Well, we've got three lovely ladies, Marceline, Brenda, and Natalia. They are in Beechintu, and we're going to ask you guys to do another song for us. And I believe this next song is called One Journey. So can you tell me something about the song One Journey?
So One Journey is basically a song based on immigrants who are like travel in a long distance. And so it's basically like telling a story of young immigrants' children to tell the story on one journey, like they've been the journey for long, and they would like to be where they felt like safe and tell their stories.
All right, let's get safe. One journey with the Bichintu Choir right here on Border Crossings. Crossings, the Bichintu Choir, and that was called One Journey. We've got three lovely ladies who've had quite a journey, quite a different journey. I imagine it's been very, very different for you all. What was the biggest adjustment coming to the United States for the very first time, if you can remember it, because some perhaps came when you were very, very small, but what's been your biggest adjustment here?
I mean, if I can recall it, when I was like 12 years old, I mean, it was cold for me because it was like a different environment where I live, where I used to raise and grow with it. Mm-hmm. It was like hot. There's no like different weather, like changes, seasons changing. So it was like different to adjust to the cold weather. So yeah, I have to like teach myself to get used to it and able like to have like a heavy jacket to cover myself as I can. So it was like, yeah, that was like still, I can remember like that kind of like cold that I felt.
Natalia, do you remember the first time you saw snow?
Oh my gosh. I remember like it was yesterday. The first time I saw snow, it was really strange for me because obviously I was living in Angola and like it never snows there. And I thought it was like sugar or like sugar coming from the sky.
Well, I'm going to give you a chance to carry some vocals now on a song called Heart to Heart. So maybe you could tell me about Heart to Heart. What are we going
to
hear?
To me personally, Heart to Heart is a song that tries to tell the person who's listening to the song that we shouldn't just sit around. We should come together as a community. Mm-hmm. Like there's a verse that was like, we should plant the seed and we should build a community together and just like hold our hands, reach out to each other because there's people who are like suffering and dying. And like, it doesn't just take one person mm-hmm. to fix the problem. It takes all of us. And like, we need to come together as a community. So Heart to Heart, that's what Heart to Heart means to me.
All right. Well, it's beautiful. Well put. Let's check it out. The Bichintu Choir. And this is called Heart to Heart on Border Crossings. Crossings Heart to Heart is the name of the song. The Bichintu Choir is our guest today. Three members of the choir, which is in the 20s, upper 20 range now. And you guys have been, as you mentioned before, members of the choir for quite a while. So, Brenda, I want to go back to you. You talked about telling your story. Could you share a part of your story with us? You know, I know it's painful. I know that these stories can be painful. the journey to come to America and to try to flee what was a difficult situation, a difficult life that you really didn't choose. You were kind of born into that situation, but here you are. So Brenda, please, you know, share your story with our audience.
So my family had to flee from South Sudan during the Civil War, and I was only young age. I can't remember. Like, I don't know a lot of relatives, and majority of them I lost. And I was raised in refugee camp since when I was 2 years old. So I've been living for 9 years in refugee camp before I moved to the United States. So the journey is like, I lost the language that I was supposed to speak, which is like my native tongue, which is Bari. And I also lost the relatives, like I barely know them. I don't know, because like I'm a lost generation. That's what I call myself, because I don't know anyone who related to me. So we were like struggling, because my mom raising 7 kids by herself as a single mom. All of us have to battle between the obstacle that we're facing as refugees and able like to find the better path to come to the States and able like to find a place where everybody felt like and our family felt safe. So it was struggle journey that I have to like ask myself, who am I and where am I belong to? What tribe am I belong to? What culture? What is the custom that my family, like my relatives used to have? It's something that I'm have to question myself, like trying to figure out where I have to like feel like I have people who have the same cultures that I am. I was raised in different cultures with different nationalities. So trying to discover who like my relatives are and who am I and who like trying to find who am I exactly, like where
your identity. You're trying to find your identity.
It's just like I'm lost. I am lost. I don't know where to fit in, where I can call myself like, oh yeah, I'm from this culture. What culture is this? Like I'm barely cannot describe the culture I am. Like
And how about you, Natalia? What's your story? I want to hear from you as well. Came here from Angola. What age were you?
I came here to Maine when I was 7 years old.
And so how did you come here? How did you get here?
So it all started in our home. My mom and my younger siblings. It just wasn't like stable for us to stay there. And my dad made the decision to come here for our education because he wanted us to have a better life. So we had to hide and leave so that no one could find out that we left. And that was my story to come in here.
And sometimes, you know, when you're young, you don't understand those things. But when you have children, you will understand. You will understand that you will make any sacrifice necessary for the best life of your children. And so I can understand it. Marceline, are you okay? Is everything all right? Are you all right, sweetie?
Yes.
Yeah, you miss home too, right? You miss home. I know you miss home. You want to say hello to anybody back home?
What?
You want to say hi? You want to send a greeting? You can speak in a native tongue if you want. It's okay. We have a lot of people listening back home in DRC. So if you want to say something.
Mbote.
That's great. I love it. Thank you, girls, for being with us. Thank you for blessing us with your presence and with all the great sounds and music. You know, you guys, you sing so beautifully and your voices are lovely. And thank you for gracing us with your presence.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Yes. And anytime, you're welcome anytime. You know, if you like coming to Washington, D.C., that's where we are. You always have an invitation to stop by and visit us. Maybe you bring the whole choir with you the next time you're here.
Oh, thanks. Wow.
That would be a lot of fun. The Bijintu Choir, that's the name of the group. And they are available on, I guess you can watch them, you can see them, you can go meet them. They're performing all over the United States. Do you guys have a website that people can go to? Do you happen to know what website? If people want to find out more about you or go watch your performances?
Yeah, yes. If you just look up Bijintu.
Show us how it's spelled, because it isn't spelled how it sounds. It's PIHCINTU.org, Bijintu.org. That's the website. You can get all the information about the choir. Thanks again, girls, for being with us here on this very special occasion. I appreciate it. My name is Larry London, and you are watching Border Crossings on VOA TV.